could be used by a black pretty easy under certain conditions, couldn't it? And
yeah.
Certain, if there wasn't too many listens and whatever.
Okay. What's a child born of a racially mixed marriage, say black and white? Is there a term for that child? Say if he's got one black grandparent.
Mixed up. Blood.
Okay, what if there's one thing with especially light-colored skin? You know, in terms for those?
Melita? I pronounce it out. Melita?
Okay.
Maybe.
Now, say there's some white people who aren't very well off and haven't had much of a chance of education and the like, and especially those that we might say are good for nothing, too lazy to work. Special term for them?
Well, they are for white people, I guess, for white trash.
Okay. Is there any difference if they come from town or they're way out in the country?
Oh, not a great difference.
Okay. Now, they're also black people might call them certain terms too. Do you have any idea what those might be?
Per white trash.
Okay. There's somebody who lives way out.
They call children call some of my children.
Yeah. Cause some hard feelings. If you have somebody who lives way out in the country and doesn't know anything about town ways, pretty conspicuous when he comes into town, say, here in Fayette, of himself, he might say, well, I don't really know anything about city ways. I'm just an old
country boy.
Okay. How would town people refer to him? Children might say, well, look at that old
country boy.
Okay. Anything else you might call him?
Okay.
Yeah, New Year.
Another kind of situation. If someone's waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with them, he calls to you, hey, will you be ready soon? He might answer, I'll be with you in
a minute, or a jiffy.
Okay. You know you're on the right road when you're traveling, but you're not quite sure of the distance. You ask somebody,
how far is it to?
How far is it to you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. If you're pointing out something nearby, you say,
look at that.
Point it out with your finger.
If you want to know how many times something or other, you might say, how
often?
Right. Okay. Say you agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy. You say,
if you agree with him, you say you're not going to vote for him.
Yeah. And he says, I'm not going to vote for him. And you say, if you agree with me, you say, well,
I won't either. I'm not either.
Okay. This is switching a little bit again. The part of your head that goes right above your eyes where you might put your hands on your time.
Forehead.
Okay. And if you go to barber, you have him cut your
hair.
If you haven't shaved in a week or so, or a little longer, you're probably growing a
beard.
The old-time storekeeper, and this brings home to both of you, I know.
Yeah.
The old-time storekeeper kept his pencil when he wasn't using it, so he always had it handy. Where did he keep it?
Behind his ear.
Okay. Which ear?
His right one would be his right hand, his left would be his left hand.
Okay, great. Someone's mumbling, you say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.